Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time to jump into the car and maybe head for home or maybe head out of town for the weekend. Regardless of where you're going, take us with you because we've got your Friday drive at 5. 7 minutes past the hour of 5 o'clock, a man shot inside a home in Larimer today has died, according to Pittsburgh police. Units arrived at the residence, which is on Lowell Street. Around 2 o'clock this afternoon, they found a 50-year-old man who had been shot multiple times. Medics pronounced him dead at the scene. Police said two suspects took off. No arrests have been announced, nor has the man's identity been released. West Virginia University's health system directors approved nearly $400 million worth of renovations and new construction projects. That will expand the network's medical services, which include $233.5 million for new WVU Eye Institute. They say it's 150,000 square feet of outpatient facility, which will be built just off the health system's Morgantown campus, 102 exam rooms, 44 testing rooms, a parking garage with 1,100 spaces. The current Eye Institute is smaller with just 60 exam rooms and 13 rooms for testing. This new structure for the Eye Institute gives us additional room as we start to plan for the construction of a new cancer hospital that would be part of the Ruby Memorial Hospital Medical Complex, said WVU Hospital President Dr. Michael Grace in a prepared statement. WVU's University Health System, which does business as WVU Medicine, recently received a $50 million gift from Hazel Ruby McLean Charitable Trust to kickstart fundraising for this new multi-story cancer facility. Man's accused of attacking a sheriff's deputy on patrol outside the Allegheny County Courthouse on Thursday. Kyle Klein, 36, was patrolling the courthouse perimeter on Grant Street with a fellow deputy, Heather Polk, around 12:45 in the afternoon when a man allegedly lunged at Deputy Klein and began punching him in the face, said Sheriff Kevin Krause. The suspects have been identified as 65-year-old Tyrone Kelly. He's been charged with two counts of aggravated assault on a police officer, one count of resisting arrest, and one count of disorderly conduct. Deputy Klein was able to subdue the man to the ground and take him into custody. Sheriff Krause said he does not know Kelly's motivation behind this alleged attack. A lender has moved to foreclose against the owner of Cranberry Woods Office Park in Cranberry, claiming the real estate firm defaulted on a $55.5 million loan. Deutsche Bank Trust Company of America's acting as trustee on behalf of the lender filed the complaint in U.S. District Court in Pittsburgh last month. They want to foreclose against McKnight Cranberry III LP and McKnight Cranberry LP, both affiliated with McKnight Realty Partners. According to the complaint, it's a $55.5 million loan that McKnight secured from MC 5 Mile Commercial Mortgage Finance in July 2013 for the properties at 500, 700, and 800 Cranberry Woods Drive. Under terms of the loan agreement, McKnight was required to pay the lender the outstanding principal balance as well as all accrued and unpaid interest by the loan's maturity date, which was August 6, 2023. From New York, there was a crazy scene today as moments after the jury selection was complete for Donald Trump's trial that is coming up, a man set himself on fire outside the courthouse. He was in the designated protest area outside the Trump trial in New York City. The person there said, was witnessed by a number of people who said that he was standing there in a gray T-shirt when he started pouring gasoline on his face and down onto his shirt and then lit himself on fire. Within about a minute, police officers were there from the NYPD. They used one fire extinguisher to try to put out the fire. A second, larger extinguisher was brought in, and then it was finally put out. The man was taken to a local burn unit to be treated in New York City. The House has teed up a vote on Ukraine and Israel aid as the Speaker is defying some pressure from the right. The House voted 316 to 94 to have four separate votes, including aid to Ukraine and Israel. That is a sign of prospects of Congress approving U.S. funding for the two countries after months of delay. The Speaker, Mike Johnson, facing opposition from right-wing members, received crucial help from Democrats to move forward with the votes. More Democrats, 165, than Republicans, 151, voted to pass the rule, a procedure step for the votes. The move tees up four House votes that are expected Saturday afternoon. One on aid to Israel, another on aid to Ukraine, another on Indo-Pacific security, and a fourth bill that includes a bill designed to ban TikTok in the United States if it does not divest from its China-based owner, as well as various national security priorities. If they pass, the measures would be packaged together and sent then to the Democratic-controlled Senate. Taken together, the foreign aid measures closely resemble the $95 billion national security package pushed by the president. The Senate would have to pass it again due to some differences with the version that passed the upper chamber back in February. As for the Speaker, Mike Johnson, well, there is yet another person stepping forward, signing on to the effort to oust the Speaker, Mike Johnson, from power. That would give his opponents the votes they might need to remove the Republican leader unless Democrats would step in. Paul Gosar of Arizona, representative, signing on to the motion to vacate, authored by Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia. Republicans said today, if brought to the floor as a privileged resolution, it would force a vote within two legislative days on whether to oust Johnson as Speaker. A simple majority vote would be needed to succeed. Thomas Massey, representative from Kentucky, joined the motion to vacate earlier in the week, but has said he doesn't want to force a vote on it. Instead, is pushing to have Johnson resign so they can find a new Speaker. New FAA rules are going to be in place soon that would address fatigue issues with air traffic controllers. At least that very well could happen, according to the Federal Aviation Administration. They're putting new rules in place having to do with how much rest U.S. air traffic controllers must have in order to address fatigue issues that could be degrading air safety. Controllers will now be required to take 10 hours off between shifts and 12 hours off before they work a midnight shift. This mandate will take effect in 90 days, according to the FAA administrator, Michael Whitaker. He says that as he traveled around in his first few months at the helm of the FAA, he went to air traffic control facilities around the country and heard many concerns about schedules that do not always allow controllers to get enough rest. With the safety of our controllers and national airspace always top of mind at the FAA, I took this very seriously, and so he said we are taking action. However, not everybody's crazy about it because the National Air Traffic Controllers Association said that while they appreciate the FAA's attempt to address the fatigue issue, it's alarmed the agency did not coordinate the new rules with them. It also warned that the new rules could backfire given the current staffing shortage issues that are out there. And finally today, Tesla recalling nearly 4,000 of its Cybertrucks over a faulty accelerator. They're recalling the flagship of the vehicle fleet. As a safety recall report from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says, nearly 4,000 of these vehicles are going to be recalled for repair, including those manufactured between November 13 of last year and April 4 of this year. Of the affected vehicles, when high force is applied to the pad and the accelerator pedal, the pad may dislodge, which may cause the pedal to become trapped in the interior trim above the pedal, meaning The car is stuck accelerating. The recall adds on a run of bad news for Tesla, including this week when they announced that they were laying off 10% of its workforce after disappointing company earnings and declining sales. It's 5:16, and that wraps up today's Drive at 5. It is the 19th day of April.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.